Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. You want to get political? We'll talk about your health. You want to get into health care? We'll talk about that too. Whatever you want to talk about. But at the end of the day, remember this, your health is your greatest wealth. And knowing that, living in the South, of course, like I do, that we're some of the most unhealthy states in the country. And you might be thinking, well, no, I don't really care about that. Well, you should. And let me tell you why. Because right now, by the year 2030 or 2030, as we say, half of the American population will be obese. Now, let me tell you what that means. It means that right now you can control what's going on with your health more than ever by changing your lifestyle choices. It's true. You know that 80% of the health challenges we face today, like diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, depression, anxiety, 80% of those are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. And that's good news. Why? Because we can take responsibility for our health and for our life. And that gives us hope. It should, anyway. And it's funny that we always don't really pay attention to the things that were given in life to us for free. You know, the things that we pay money for, our cars, our homes, those are the things that we pay so much attention to. But our health really was a gift given to us for free when we were born. And how much are we really taking care of that? You think, well, you know, grandma and grandpa, they had diabetes and they had, you know, arthritis and they had heart disease. So it's coming down the pipeline. I might as well do whatever I want to do, live how I want to live, because I'm going to get it anyway. And that is not the case. And it doesn't have to be the case. Not for you, not for your kids, not for your grandkids. You literally can change the family tree by changing the choices that you make every single day. And on this show, we want to help you, empower you, equip you, educate you to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. This show is about empowering you. It's about empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll take your calls now. We're going to go to Tim, though. Tim, let's kick it off with you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Doc. A reason I'm calling is because recently I sustained an injury, but I'm pretty much recovered from it, and I wouldn't want to go through it again. how some people, they pop the vertebrae in their neck?
Sure.
I overdid it. And therefore, I injured a tendon. There's a tendon like behind your ear that goes down into your shoulder. And it, because of that, I couldn't raise my left arm. The upper arm, I couldn't move it or anything like that. But I found that from just resting throughout the day, I mean, let's see, a couple days ago, I found that I could raise my arm again, but I didn't do it.
So you're having some decreased range of motion because of what happened to your neck, right?
Yeah, decreased range of motion. Okay. But since I've been doing nothing but a lot of resting, drinking water, and...
Now, did you go see a physician? Did someone actually help you with that?
No, I went to Bible study, and they all laid hands on me and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I went back home, and all I've been doing was sitting in a nice, easy chair that I could extend, a nice, comfortable chair because, like, if I tried to sleep in a bed, I'd bounce around and irritate the shoulder.
Right.
But the chair works a lot better. So I've been doing nothing but sitting in the chair, and now I'm able to raise my arm back to a full 100% to what it was.
So your question to me is what?
I'm just trying to get an understanding of what was happening, if you might have a...
Yeah, of course. So basically what happened is, if I'm getting this right, you kind of felt a little stiffness in your neck, a little kink in your neck, and so you kind of tried to whip your neck to the side a little bit and crack your neck a little bit, right? And
right.
In that, you injured it. And now, when you say you injured a tendon, did you have someone diagnose that, or is that your own thought?
It's my own thought because I could feel it.
Okay. Let me tell you exactly what happens when you do something like that, all right? When you feel some type of tension, muscle tension, or whatever it might be in your neck, okay, and you take it and you kind of whip it to one side or bend it to the side, which you're right, you really should never, ever, ever do that. And the reason is because you have a little muscle bundle or trigger point that might show up in the neck, you should have someone that's qualified to actually work on that. And it could be from stress, and it could be from some of the bones and the spine being out of position. And you could get an expert that could help you put it back into position, such as an osteopathic physician that's a DO or a chiropractic physician, a DC. They're very well trained. That's what they do. And, I mean, even some physical therapists have been trained as well in that aspect. So whenever you have, just let me tell you, in the future, if that ever happens again, obviously you probably learned a lesson, but don't ever do that. You always want to have someone qualified to work on it. And that's what they do. I mean, that's how they're trained. So anyway, my point is, what happens is when you whip your neck like that, it's not really so much a tendon. It's more the ligaments that can stretch a little bit. There's a disc in between the bones. Now, probably didn't rupture a disc. Did you cause some inflammation in there, some shearing force to the disc itself? Yeah, it probably did. But, I mean, you know, the difficulty raising your arm and all that, the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go in and innervate the shoulder down into the arm. They deal with sensation. They also deal with the motor function, which is the movement. So when you think motor, think movement. And so that's what it probably, some of the inflammation and swelling from you doing that could have hurt. Now, here's the deal. You probably didn't injure it at that moment. The disc itself is probably in between the bones and the neck, have probably been degenerating for some time. 80% of the body breaks down before we experience our first symptom. So if you understand that, then you understand that this has probably been going on for some time, probably poor posture over a long period of time, and then finally you just did that motion, and it was enough to throw it over the edge. So at this point, it's great that you've had peers around you that believe for healing on you, and I'll agree with that because I believe in that as well. I've seen miracles happen. So I think that's good. If it's still bothering you, I think you should use someone that could just go and, you know, kind of oversee it a little bit to make sure they do. If they need x-rays, depending on the doctor or what he thinks, they might not. But at the same time, you just want to have someone look at it and double check and make sure everything's doing okay, even from a muscular standpoint, the bones, muscles, nerves, all of it, and it could be very beneficial. So that's what happens. What happened is you probably created some inflammation around the nerve going into your shoulder, going into your arm, that got affected, but it's pretty easy to clean up, and the body heals. Something to think about in the process of you going through this, so it heals correctly. But I mean, typically with something like that, you'll be fine. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you want to call in with questions about your health, talk about the 7 prescriptions that everyone should follow for optimal health. You think about it, all these different books out there, everybody's got their own opinion. What in the middle of all of that do you really need to be doing to experience the kind of health that we're all looking for? We're going to talk about that in just a moment coming up.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Restless leg syndrome. What can I do to stop this? RLS, as we call it. Yeah, Sylvia, here's the deal. A lot of people deal with restless leg, and there's several medications that are out there to handle that sort of situation, but it's pretty simple. Actually, restless leg is due to a mineral deficiency in the body. And from more of a natural perspective, there's several things that you can consider. So think about the minerals that are the big ones that a lot of people struggle with and that we don't really see in our food supply as much as we need to. We see calcium, but we're not getting the amount of vitamin D that we need. And that's not just from sunlight, actually from more supplemental vitamin D. And vitamin D is a blood test that everyone should have done with their physician. No doubt about it. And simply put, because vitamin D is kind of the regulator for all of the other different minerals. So it's important to have magnesium, plenty of boron, plenty of calcium, but you've got to be able to absorb all of those. If you don't absorb those nutrients well and the minerals themselves, then it can cause a lot of the cramping. It can cause a lot of the jumpiness of the restless leg, because typically happens at night with a lot of people. And Requip and some of the other medicines can stabilize it and manage it, but it really doesn't get to the root cause of what's going on. So just something to think about as you're going through that. Typically, it comes down to mineral deficiencies. And if you're not eating a real well-balanced diet, and what I mean by that, I mean, everybody has their own version of what that really means. And a well-balanced diet typically is you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs for your protein sources. All right, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, staying away from the starchy carbs like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, staying away from the white potatoes and white rice and that sort of thing, sticking more with fruits and vegetables. And then your good healthy fats, your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the good ones. Those are the ones that aren't really going to make you fat. Those are the ones that are going to help your hormones and everything else work in a much better way. So just a couple of things to think about as you're dealing with that. And when you talk with your doctor, maybe you can mention some of that to them. But I do think, in the end of the day, a lot of what we eat determines how we feel and how our body functions more than anything. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Florence now. Hi, Florence. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I was calling to ask you about a dry skin condition I have on my face. And it's not oily skin like a few people thought that it was. It's just dry and can turn red at times.
Okay, so you've been having some dry skin on your face. How long has it been going on for?
It's been going on for a good while.
Okay. And so have you been to your physician?
I don't know.
Well, have you been to your physician, a dermatologist or someone, to talk to them about it?
I've been to a regular doctor about it before.
Okay, so your family physician, I guess? Your family doctor? Okay, what did they say? Or did they give you any creams, or what were their thoughts about it?
Well, all I've heard was just keep it washed.
Okay, well, here's the deal. When it comes to skin conditions, remember this. Most skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. I mean, sometimes there are outside conditions, fungal infections or whatnot, that can cause some issues with the skin. But psoriasis, dermatitis, most of those conditions, eczema, all of those, typically come from the inside out. It means that something's in your digestive tract that's just not working real well because the skin's the largest organ that we have. It's actually considered an organ. And if you have a lot of inflammation within the digestive tract, then it's going to show itself a lot of times on the skin. So one of the biggest reasons, well, I say two. There's probably two big reasons that people get skin conditions like you're talking about, especially with dry skin. One is they don't have good bacteria or enough good bacteria in their digestive tract, which would be probiotics. And putting the probiotics in would be one of the most critical things you can do. And that, you get that from your food. You can get it from plenty of dairy products like yogurt. And I'm a big fan of goat's milk yogurt. Raw is much better than pasteurized, of course. It's very hard to find that. But even if you can get into the regular goat's milk yogurt, much better than the cow's milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And there's a lot of laws going on right now politically against a lot of farmers with raw milk. And literally, especially in the South, where there are a lot of places that they do what are called co-ops. And the co-ops, you can actually buy into the goats or buy into the cows, and that's how you can go pick up your milk and whatnot in the raw. And, you know, a lot of states have rules and regs on that. Well, the federal government's stepping in now, and they're trying to say you can't do that. They're trying to shut all that down. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. My point being is that for probiotics, very, very good, extremely healthy. And that's how, like, people like my grandmother grew up on a farm. Just, I mean, was extremely healthy, lived to be 94. Unbelievable. Great lifespan, just died in her sleep. So with dry skin, you've got to think about good bacteria in the gut and also, which you can get probiotics in supplement form, by the way, in your health food store, or you can order them online. But the other is to look into omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil. I'm a big fan of cod liver oil because you get plenty of vitamin A, vitamin D, and also the omega-3 fatty acids. The oil is better than the gel caps, though, because of the way it's processed. But typically, those are the two main issues of skin conditions all the way around in wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Staying away from a protein called gluten can be helpful as well. But that's what the research says. I hope that's helpful to you. Just know this, I would see a physician if you haven't, and a dermatologist is the expert in skin. It can be helpful for you. Hope that helps.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had four tax increases in it, and it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
More evidence is emerging in the search for the origins of COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Quay, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig would give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named the NBA's most valuable player Tuesday, becoming the sixth international player to win the award. He finished the regular season averaging 26 points and 11 rebounds a game, shooting nearly 39% from three-point range. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
While sleeping. Now, this is new. You hear about sleepwalking? Well, most of us are familiar with that. But now, of course, with cell phones and everybody having their phone right by their hip, there's something that's a phenomenon called sleep texting or texting while sleeping. Some say that sleep texting is a sign that we're part of the technologically advanced times. One person said, I have to look at full conversations while I'm asleep, but I don't remember any of them. People are capable of performing complex activities during certain phases of sleep. And now texting appears that it could be a new part of issues with people's sleep. People sleep with their phones. I know I have. How many times have you fallen asleep with your phone? I use the alarm on my phone a lot of times, but I don't like keeping the phone on me because of the electromagnetic radiation the phone puts off a lot. If you don't have a magnet, they have these little devices that you can actually put in the back of the phone. Let me see what the name of this one is. It's called the Shield. And the Shield, I believe it's theshield.com, something like that. $20, and you can get a little a device you can put inside by your battery. And it people say, does that really work? Yeah, it's enough. It's worth it because it can block a lot of the radiation You know, if you keep your cell phone on your hip or in your pocket or near your head all day, every little bit helps. Does it get all of it? Probably not. But does the mechanism work behind it? Yes. It's not a gimmick. Anything you can do magnetic on your body, a lot of the magnets that you see, that can be very beneficial for your overall health and to really make a difference. So when you're thinking about doing something like that, you want to be very protective. But yeah, the sleep texting is important. Always keep your phone away from you. Not just from the texting part, but it is good to sleep. When you're sleeping, it can also disrupt sleep patterns, believe it or not. If you keep your phone near your head at all, it can, not to mention the buzzing that can happen if it starts to ring or get text messages through the evening. But texting while sleeping, interesting. Amazing what's going to come up next. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're taking calls about your health. Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with 5 blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately had surgery 6 days later. And actually, the reason I was diagnosed, I've been a walker for about 15 years, but I started jumping on the trampoline after listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for you.
Upping the exercise made me have a little bit of discomfort in my chest, and that's why I went and got it checked out. So thank you very much for maybe saving my life, but you and Vanderbilt Hospital.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
Anyway, and they are very good doctors, and I'm very appreciative. But I haven't been told anything different to do. What I've been told is it's hereditary.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a little frustrating. I'm taking some medication now, but it's just a little frustrating that they haven't, and maybe there's not anything else I can do. You know, I don't know. I'm not overweight. I've never been overweight. And like I said, I do exercise daily.
Well, here's the thing. So tell me what a typical day looks like for you now. Have you changed your eating habits? Sounds like you're exercising. But have you made any major modifications, or you're kind of asking me, what's next?
Well, I'm pretty much a healthy eater and have been. I mean, my friends couldn't believe it because I'm a big salad eater, not a heavy meat eater. Now, I have eaten sweets my whole life, but I've cut down on that. But I guess I'm just curious.
Let's define healthy. Okay? So eating salads really doesn't mean someone eats healthy. All right, and I'm just saying that. So I tell you what, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right now, at this point, you know, post-heart condition, that kind of thing, give me kind of a synopsis of what a day looks like.
Breakfast, I drink black coffee, have a bowl of shredded wheat and bran. I use almond milk, and I eat, like, a cup of blueberries.
Okay.
Then mid-morning, I have piece of fruit, usually banana or pear or something like that. Then for lunch, I have a huge salad. And then for dinner, it's usually something like a sweet potato and a vegetable and possibly a piece of chicken. I eat some red meat, but not much. And no pork.
All right.
So that's about it.
Where's the fats? I don't hear a lot of fats in your diet.
I don't think I eat a lot of fat in my diet.
All right. There's the problem. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Fats, and that's okay. It's all right. And that's why I want to tell you, because fats are really important. They're important because for heart health, they do a lot. And matter of fact, the good fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, play a big role. Like cod liver oil or fish oil is really important. Coconut oil is really good to cook with, along with butter. I know you're thinking, well, I thought that caused heart attacks. Not really. Actually, what it does, butter has components in it that can actually help reduce the plaquing in the arterial walls. And I'll tell you some foods that are really good. Eggs, whole eggs, probably when somebody has heart conditions, whole eggs have been shown to be some of the best food sources that you can actually eat. Because the egg yolk itself, not egg whites and not the fake eggs, But the actual whole egg, there's components in the egg yolk that are very heart protective. And there's a component called lecithin and choline. Both of those are in the egg, the yolk of the egg. And they help kind of pull off or emulsify the fat or melt the fat off, or the placking is probably a better word to put it, the placking off the arterial walls and help get rid of it. And so a lot of studies done on eggs and the efficacy of eggs and how well they work. So it's something to think about as, you know, you're planning your dietary way of eating. So it's just something to think about. But exercise, yeah, that's important. That plays a big role. But your diet is the key. When it comes to heart health, that is really, I think, one of the biggest topics that anyone can focus on. So just something to think about as you're walking down that path. And when you go talk to your cardiologist and your team that you have with you, maybe mention some ideas. Do some research on your own. Bring it to them and say, hey, is this okay? They're probably not going to say it's bad. Matter of fact, a lot of the AHA, the American Heart Association, which I'm a member of, it, they are changing some of the guidelines as far as the foods and kind of the heart-healthy diet, if you will. And it's mentioning a lot of the healthy fats in it because they're recognizing that that plays a big role in our overall health. Be careful with carbohydrates. And from the late 80s and early 90s, really the carbohydrates, and even the good ones like sweet potatoes and all, that they're fine and they're healthy for you. Okay, so don't get me wrong. But when you have carbohydrates, you want to make sure that you eat them with some type of fat, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, something like that, because the fats actually, the good fats actually help with the blood sugar related issues that can come from a piece of fruit or from eating a sweet potato or brown rice or whatever. So it's good to have some fats, maybe avocado or whatnot. That's just good practice. So protein, fat, and carbohydrate in all your meals, from research and what it says, is a good way to go. Just keeping everything balanced is always the key. That's what the body always wants. And so even though maybe you don't have an ongoing plan that they laid out for you, I would mention some things. Maybe in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the anti-inflammatory diet and, you know, foods that are will reduce inflammation in the body, foods that will actually add inflammation that one should probably avoid for optimal health. But yeah, I mean, just some of those little keys. Do they have you, by the way, I have a quick question. Do they have you, what medicine do they put you on after that?
Metoprolol, twice a day. The beta blocker, and right. I've tried three different statins, and I can't take them. I'm not taking
joint pain.
Now.
A lot of joint pain. When you take statin.
Oh, just yes, just different things. But anyway, I'm not taking that anymore. But I do take niacin, 1,500 milligrams of niacin a day.
Okay.
And fish oil, and oh, I don't know.
Are you taking the oil or the gel caps?
The gel caps.
Yeah, switch over to the oil. You might want to look into that because the gel caps a lot of times they can turn rancid the way they make them. And the when you heat a fish oil and put it into a gel cap, it turns into a trans fat. And we all know that that's, you know, can be potentially cancer causing. So you want to be careful with the gel caps themselves unless it's been tested, they're mercury free and they were cold pressed. And yeah, it's all in how they're made. But the oil is always a better way to go. It sounds like you've got a good plan together. CoQ10 is a big one, too. There's some good research on that when people have had any kind of heart-related condition. And ubiquinol is actually a better version of the CoQ10. It's absorbed better. And, again, good research on that as well. But the biggest thing, if you're asking my thoughts on it, like where do I go from here kind of thing, usually is diet. And if you got your exercise plan down, which is probably the toughest for a lot of people, they really struggle with exercise, have a hard time with it. That's one of the biggest issues with someone that has had any type of heart-related condition is exercise program. So if you got that down with no problem, that's fantastic. You're already ahead of the game. So I would just focus more on your diet and really getting that tight, knowing that the foods that you put inside your body become your body. You know, your cells are made from the foods that you eat. And that does play an enormous role in your overall health. But keep me posted. I think you're doing great. Sounds like you've got a good plan. Just adding some fats into your diet might be something you want to look into. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Coming back about your health and about your life. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? You're thinking, how is that good news? It's good news because it gives you hope. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which most of us have in the United States, the good news is if we can make some radical changes, which will yield radical results, then we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That is the hope that we have. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Great or small, know this, know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it. It's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too, and astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them, but eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's... There's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids. That all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others and because of your blood type? I think if this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I came down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No, I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was at Mechanic and I went, my neighbor invited me to lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take it a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.